Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Balance Boss podcast. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and today's guest is a dear friend of mine, Dr. Justin Mosley. Dr. Justin, also known as the Mindset Doctor, believes that you are one mindset shift away from completely transforming your life. He has personally invested over $500,000 into his own personal growth and development, and he is one of the most sought-after mindset transformation coaches by entrepreneurs who feel stuck and are looking for a breakthrough in their business and/or personal lives. He specializes in helping people break through their current barriers that are keeping them from achieving the success they have always desired. Dr. Justin's Mindset Transformation Program allows every person to fulfill their deepest desires, unlock their full potential, and create the next level success for their life with full abundance. I'm so excited to have Dr. Justin on the show today. Without further ado, let's jump right in.
Welcome to the Balanced Boss Podcast, where we discuss how to live abundantly in all areas of your life. Here is your host, and work-life balance coach, Lauren Zola.
Dr. Justin, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. So we always start the Balance Boss podcast with an intention setting. So I'm actually going to put the ball in your court for today's episode and allow you to set the intention for how you want the listeners to feel as a result of our time together, or what you want them to just keep in the back of their mind as they hear us talk today.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to the biggest reason entrepreneurs don't get what they want is the story they keep telling themselves of why they can't have that. So I really want you to keep in mind as you're listening, I want you to start questioning your story. And I want you to create a more empowering story that helps shift your identity so you can create more abundance in your life.
Such a good intention for today. And I know that that kind of bleeds into what we're going to talk about first, which is your story, which I think is such an interesting one. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how did you make this migration into the Mindset Doctor?
Yeah. And I've had a couple story changes and identity shifts. And it started with, me and my wife are chiropractors outside of Nashville, Tennessee. We started our practice back in 2012. And right out of the gate, we built a big practice. We helped lots of people, but it really took a toll on my body. I ended up blowing my shoulder out. And that was one of the hardest things at first because my identity was a chiropractor. So when I blew my shoulder out, I physically couldn't even lift my arm. And I obviously couldn't adjust patients. So that was the first time I started to question, like, what am I doing? Like, I can't physically be what I was called to be. So then I had the profound shift that chiropractic is what I did, but that's not who I was. So for you listening, if you identify as your profession or as your job, I want you to step back from that and realize that's what you do, but that's not who you are. So when I had that shift, I realized, hey, well, I can actually... The underlying purpose of what I am called to do is to make a difference in people's lives. And I was doing that through chiropractic, but that was just a vehicle to do that. So then when I had the shift, I was like, well, I can actually step back and become the CEO of my practice and actually grow an even larger practice and help more people, which again, that was the identity, was I was here to help more people. So that shift allowed me to actually scale my practice and actually scale out of the day-to-day and become the CEO of my practice. Instead of working in my practice, I focused on working on my practice. So that was the first big shift I had. And then along the way, other chiropractors started coming to us and saying, hey, you guys have a great practice. I'm struggling. Can you help me? So I started helping the other doctors and I quickly realized it was never an issue with their systems or procedures. So the things that they were doing in their business, it was always an issue with their mindset and their own personal growth and development. So as I started to shift their mindset, their practices and their businesses started to grow. And for me, like, I liked that even more than the amazing testimonies that I got to hear day to day from the patients. I loved that light bulb moment for those doctors where they could go back and completely shift their business because of changing their mindset. So ultimately, that's how I got into the coaching side of things. And It was really, I was actually part of a mastermind, and one of the guys in the mastermind was like, "You're the mindset doctor." And I was like, "You know what? I like that. I'm actually gonna run with that." And again, it came in, I shifted my story again to, I owned that. Like, that's how I'm gonna show up. And that's the story I started to change. I started to identify as, okay, how would the mindset doctor show up? And I created a Facebook group. And because ultimately, it was kind of the end of last year, I stepped back and I said, if money wasn't an issue, if I could do anything that brought me joy, what would I do? And I was like, I want to just put out content on mindset and personal growth and development. And it was, I believe about March of this year, I started my Facebook group and I was like, I don't even know if anybody's going to listen, but I'm just going to start putting stuff out there. And I started showing up, and it's awesome. Like, we grew to 1,000 members in my Facebook group within the first month, and people just started showing up and wanting more. So yeah, there was times, and I do expert interviews. I know I was able to interview you in my group, and sometimes, like, I'm exhausted by the end of the day, but I look at, well, how would the mindset doctor show up? And that's how I show up each day, because I show up as that new identity. So the mindset doctor shows up to change lives and make a difference. So whether it's 7 o'clock at night and I've had a long day and I'm exhausted personally, hey, I know the mindset doctor would show up and give 100%. So that's how I'm going to show up.
Such an awesome story. And I think I relate so much to it, just because I think that there are a lot of people, regardless of what career you're in, who feel like they're just going through the motions. And so to be able to see you kind of take, and it's unfortunate that the injury happened, right? But that was kind of the catalyst that catapulted you into that next step of stepping into who you really are outside of who you were conditioned to be, which I think a lot of people operate in. And you know, personally, because you've kind of seen my journey through this whole change and shift that's happening with me, because I really was in that spot where I was a business coach. And at the end of the day, I was waking up the next morning thinking, gosh, is this it? Like, I'm supposed to be helping people in a broader way. What is it? Unfortunately, I didn't have an injury that kind of took me there, but I'm interested in knowing, for you, were you kind of thinking about making this shift prior to the injury happening? Because was there a sense of being unsettled before the actual injury happened to you? Or was it the injury that really caused you to say, hey, something isn't working, I have to shift?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because for me, I remember being in chiropractic school, and I had a whiteboard as I walked out of my apartment that said, make a difference in someone's life today. So for me, that's been a motto from back then. Like, every single day, I want to make a difference in someone's life. So as I got into my profession, I was like, well, this is a vehicle to make a difference. So ultimately, I thought I was showing up every single day, and I was making a difference, but it was limited. And it did, for me, take that injury for me to step back and realize, you know what, I can have such a bigger impact by doing the coaching side. And I've been blessed to speak on different stages and mastermind groups and those things, where I have such a bigger impact than I would have had I not got injured and just stayed in my lane as a chiropractor.
Yeah. And I think that's an important thing to highlight for people, because it is, it's like, sometimes it doesn't have, you don't have this huge, you know, injury or life-changing event. But I think for you, it was really that deeper voice of, hey, something doesn't feel like it's completely in alignment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how do you lean into that? So if somebody's in that space, because I know that, you know, mindset is your thing, mm-hmm. how can they start to uncover if they are just kind of playing small in their career, you know?
Yeah. And first thing is just knowing that you're not doing the world any favors by playing small. Like, think of your potential and what you can do, and keep pushing the limits of what you can do. Because for me, I was a great chiropractor. So doing that, I was fulfilling a certain calling there, but there still was the sense of, I can do more. And I think the thing that anybody can learn from this is I was using that that voice, I think I can do more, to push harder in my practice, to try to grow bigger and push harder. And it burnt me out. It burnt my team out because I felt that there was a push to do something bigger, but that wasn't the push. The push wasn't to build the practice. The push was for me to reanalyze my life and be like, what am I called to do? So many people out there just push harder in their business without actually questioning, is this even the right direction that I should be going?
Yeah. I love that you brought that up too. When I built the Balance Boss company, I can tell people all the time that I built it on what I like to call a house of cards. It didn't have any structure and stability. So when I started to make that shift, I shifted back into what I was in alignment with doing, but then also I'm sure this happened to you too, but Balance Boss company and serving people from a business standpoint started to have an actual foundation because I wasn't so burnt out all the time. And I wasn't trying to push myself to, succeed in so many areas that I wasn't capable of doing on my own.
Yeah. And there's this state of flow that happens. And I know, cause you've told your story on my show, like you've been through different identity shifts along the way too.
Yeah.
When you really find this purpose-driven business, you are in a state of flow that allows you to accomplish more by doing less.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so, so true. And until you've tapped into that completely, it's hard. It's a little hard to, I don't know, you hear people talk about it all the time and you think there is no way that this is possible.
I know, right? And I know you're wired like me, like we like to work. So like we'll work hard and we'll push. But again, it leads to burnout too often versus finding out something that's purpose driven and something that's heart set.
Yeah. And I think that that's an important thing to highlight as well, because so much of, and I don't know if you came up against this too in your journey, but so much of the society that we're, surrounded by almost rewards and praises burnout and busyness.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you have the Gary V's of the world talking about how you have to grind and you have your full-time job and the rest of the night you're supposed to grind and hustle. And and I get like the younger generation, the millennials, a lot of people that he's talking to don't have the work ethic. So he's trying to get the work ethic piece to come across. So you definitely have to have a work ethic to succeed in business, but there's definitely a better way to do it versus the hustle and the grind.
Yeah, for sure. And when you're tapped into purpose, like you said, it flows. It's such an easy, I mean, now saying that, it's not that things don't come up along the way that are roadblocks, but the roadblocks feel a lot easier to handle and they work themselves out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an alignment thing because the roadblocks are still there, but it's more of, you don't get beat up by the roadblocks. It's more of like, all right, what's next? Move, I'll handle it. And you just keep moving forward because you have so much energy from what you're doing.
Yeah, it's so true. So let's shift focus a little bit because I know that the Balance Boss podcast has a wide variety of listeners. I have a lot of entrepreneurs who are they've been in the entrepreneur game for a while, but then I also have a lot of entrepreneurs who are just stepping into self-development. And so I kind of want your take on, if somebody is new to the self-development field or if they're new to the mindset game, if they've never really done mindset work before, where do you feel like is a good starting point for someone that's wanting to deepen their mindset work and wanting to tap into personal development?
Yeah, I think one of the best things to do, so obviously no matter what level you're at, invest in yourself. And definitely the beginning stages is books. Definitely go with the classic, like Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't read that, start there. And The Magic of Thinking Big is another good one. The Science of Getting Rich, all the way to a newer one, You're a Badass at Making Money. Like there's filling your mind with books like this will help you actually elevate your mindset. And then once you get through that stage, then you start investing into courses or masterminds, all the way up to coaching. because those investments in yourself are what going to give you the biggest catapult in your business. And I like to call it writing a check to go faster. And I like finding coaches or masterminds where I can actually hire that coach who can get me from point A to point B faster. So remember that. Is there a way I can write a check to go faster? Like a lot of you listening haven't pulled the trigger to work with Lauren yet, because you're questioning, should I do this? But if she can get you from where you are to where you want to be faster, do it. But again, back to the beginners, start with the books, start with YouTube and the motivational videos, and start just filling your mind up, because the more you fill yourself, then you're going to be in situations, it's going to become a part of you, and it's going to start coming out in the way you carry yourself and the way that you speak and the decisions that you make.
Yeah, it's important. It's so important. And I'm amazed, I think that I think this is a beautiful thing where we have shifted so much, especially since COVID hit. With the amount of personal development material that's out there,
that is free.
It's free.
Right.
You know, we all have access to it now.
Yeah. And people are starting to realize, because so many people when COVID hit, they started questioning, like, what is my purpose? A lot of people were wondering, will I even have a job to go back to? Or do I even want to go back to this job? Do I need to switch gears and go into something else? And along with that, they realize, well, to do that, I need to upgrade my own level of personal growth and development. And I like to say, I mean, you can't make $100,000 on a $50,000 mindset. So what you have to do is do the inner work and elevate your mind and your abilities to become a $100,000 person to start attracting that. And I work with a lot of seven-figure people as well. And same thing. You can't generate seven figures with a $500,000 mindset. So it's always leveling yourself up and doing the work so you actually become better. And Jim Rohn talks about that. He's like, you have to become better. It's not your circumstances. It's not the things around you, but you want more, then you need to become more.
Yeah. And it's so important. Until someone has invested, and I love that you brought coaching up, until someone has invested in coaching and seen the power of what coaching actually does. It's funny, because I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You know, when you first start out, even if we're looking at it from just a monetary standpoint, right? And we're not even looking at it from purpose, which really is something that is not, I mean, we can touch money, so we can see it. So I always like to use this example. But to get to that first 5K month in coaching, I had to hire a coach to get there. To get to my first six figures, I had to hire a coach to get there. And it always feels like a stretch, right? Like it always feels like, oh my God, I don't have this money. How am I going to make it back? Yeah. But it comes back. Like I wish that there were words that I could put on how powerful coaching really is to get you to where you want to go. Mm. So it's just really great to be able to hear, you know, someone else say that.
Taking that step helps push you and your boundaries further. So the people who invest in coaching and they keep in their mind, like, I have to make this money back. When is this return going to come? Like, that's still such a limited way of thinking versus thinking of coaching as an investment. I'm investing in this coach or in this program to make me better, and I'm automatically going to make that money back. I don't have to worry about it, because they are going to show me the steps, especially at first. They're showing you how to even structure your business so you can start making your first 5K, and then you're going to go that next level. Okay, you want to make 10K, you want to make 50K. And I've done the same thing, whether it's one-on-one coaches or I've been a part of masterminds that cost $50,000 to be a part of for a year.
Yep.
And that was definitely a stretch. And I didn't go into that thinking, all right, I'm going to spend this money. What am I going to get in return? I knew that if I invested in something like that, the caliber of people in that group, just being around them and be able to serve them, I was going to get so much more in return. And I did. I saw it happen over and over. And again, that's a mindset shift. Anytime you're not spending money on a coach, you're investing.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up. That's so, so true. And it's, you know, that's something that person that's right there on the edge of deciding whether or not they want to invest to level up their life. I mean, that's just something really important to be able to tap into and to remember.
Yeah. Yep. And you got to switch your mind. As soon as you're ready to pull that trigger, let go of, I just spent this money, how am I going to make it back? You got to let go of that and just know this was an investment. I am going to become better because of that. And the money's going to come to me.
Yeah, that's so true. So if someone, and I kind of already know the answer to this because we've just spoken about it in depth, but if someone hits, because I do think it's at a certain point in, you know, your journey as an entrepreneur, really just in your journey as a human going through life, like at times you will hit plateaus. Like that's going to happen in life. How do you feel like someone should adjust the sales in order to kind of shift and realign when that does happen?
Yeah, I think it goes back to, again, your story. Because as you start to, when you're first starting out, you view yourself a certain way. And then maybe you hire the coach. They take you to a certain level. But if you don't change your own story of who you're going to become, you will stay at that level. And I'll use an example, and I won't use her name, but it's somebody that, Lauren, you and I both know. I spoke at a mastermind that she was at. I think it was last year, I believe. And at that point, she was doing about 20K a month, I think. So she was actually showing up as the 20K version of herself. Well, now she completely rewrote her story and started questioning, okay, well, how would the 50K version of myself show up? What decisions would they make? What kind of team would they have? What kind of investments would they make in themselves? And now she's doing over 50,000 a month because she started to actually embody that, and that she started showing up as the 50K version of herself, which now she's doing that. She never would have been able to go to that next step if she was like, you know what? I became the 20K version of myself. I'm good. And we see that too often. People just stay at that same level over and over, but then they're wondering, like, I want more. I want to do more. So then they get stuck in that trap we talked about earlier when they're like, okay, well, I'll just work harder. And we've seen that before too. You push harder, you do make a little bit more money, but then the next month you're right back down to where you were before because you didn't actually paint the picture of the new version of yourself and start showing up as that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. And finding that consistency and really feeling it, like knowing deep down in your soul that that's who you are.
Yes.
And that right there is the key. It's the key to life, but it's also the key to being an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And to go deeper with that on the mindset side of things is you need to play out the movie in your head of what that version of yourself looks like, and then truly feel the feelings of what it is to have that. And maybe it's hitting your first 5K month or 10K month, whatever it is for you, see yourself doing that and what it would feel like to collect that amount of money. Maybe you're signing your first client. See, what would it feel like if I'm getting off a call and they're signing up to work with me? The more that you can actually rehearse this in your mind, because now studies have shown, I mean, your mind can't tell the difference in something vividly imagined for something actually happening. Mm-hmm. So the more you can rehearse it in your mind, it more becomes real to you and you can actually embody that.
Yes, for sure. It's funny because I do, I've talked about this on the Balance Boss before. I set goals based on emotions versus physical outcomes for that very reason. Because when you can tap into what it's actually going to feel like when you sign your first client, and then you can recreate that on a daily basis, like energy attracts like energy. You're going to call that in.
Absolutely. I love that.
Because it's already in the present. Yeah. Love it so much. So one last quick question for you, Dr. Justin, and this is my favorite question to ask on the podcast because it's always different for every person that comes on. But what are your self-care non-negotiables? Like, what do you do on a daily basis to make sure that you stay balanced both at work and in your personal life?
Yeah, for me, number one, it's waking up in gratitude. And something I learned from John DeMartini, he talked about in one of his books years ago, I read that before he even gets out of bed, he overwhelms himself with gratitude, that feeling, that emotion before starting his day. So that's one of the things that I've adopted is starting my day in gratitude. And I like to say the way you start your day is the way you start your life. And to actually start your day right starts with the night before too. Going to bed, being thankful for the day that you've had. Reviewing what are the highlights that I had from the day before. Because too often, whether it's in our business or just our personal lives, we go through the motions and we don't even realize, we don't celebrate the little things that happen throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And that's something I actually implemented in my clinic years ago, and they still do it to this day. At the end of each day, as a team, they celebrate like what great happened today. And I think that's something powerful we should do in our personal lives. At the end of the day, what great happened? Because a lot of times, and I'm sure you've seen this not only with yourself, but with clients, we could have 100 things go right. One thing goes wrong, and that's the thing that we think about. This yep. one person was upset. Let me think about that. And then we forget about all the other 99 things that went great that day. So really celebrating the successes and really tapping into the emotion, like you were talking about earlier. If I have something great that happens during the day, I like to anchor that feeling. How did I feel when they signed up? How did I feel when we got back from our last mastermind retreat? And I remembered what that feeling is like. So the next retreat that we have, I want to create an even better experience. So I think the biggest thing is gratitude and celebrating.
Love that so much. We just had the guys who created the gratitude pen, the gratitude journal on the show last week. And and it was so incredible to hear their stories about what they've called in for themselves since they adopted a gratitude practice. And it really is. It's powerful stuff. It's so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be rooted in that. So what's next for you? Can you talk a little bit about what you have coming up and then also where people can find you if they want to follow you?
Yeah. So next big thing, I'm hosting a mindset summit. So it's going to be the Mind Shift. It's a virtual summit that's going to be launching in November. So yeah, biggest thing, I'm going to be interviewing between 30 and 40 different speakers on mindset, personal growth, and development. Which I know I haven't officially asked you yet, but I'd love for you to be a part of this summit because really we're going to help people shift their story, kind of like we talked about on here. And those people that are stuck in business or even in their personal lives need that mindset shift. So that's why I'm really excited about the summit that's coming up. And yeah, for me, I focus there. And my biggest thing that I do right now is I show up in my Facebook group. I have a free group. It's the Mindset Doctor Community. And that again is just going back to the heart of why I'm doing this. I just show up and deliver value, with mindset and personal growth, and it's all free. I'd love for you guys to join and just check it out.
I love it. And we'll make sure to put all of the links in the show notes below too, so that people can join the Facebook group and make sure that they stay connected with you to find out more information about the summit. Dr. Justin, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so great to have you here.
Hopefully
we can have you on again soon, closer to the summit.
Yeah, I'd love to. And yeah, thank you again for having me.